The U.S. government may be looking to purchase 47 million pounds of cheese for local food banks and schools. The details are yet to be revealed, but some say it could be a game changer for dairy and fluid milk prices. Now, you might ask, just how much is 47 million pounds of cheese? That's the equivalent of 1,900 tractor-trailer loads of cheese. The solicitation for cheese was posted on the government's website just a few days ago. Virginia farmers are gearing up for a big week next week. The Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services has declared the week of June 11th through the 17th as Virginia Agriculture Week. Numerous organizations, including Young Farmers, Farm Bureau, and numerous farm cooperatives, they all have special events on the calendar that week. Let's all take some time next week to celebrate Virginia Agriculture Week. Well, when most farmers think of crop insurance, they think of commodities such as corn and soybeans. But can you insure other crops with crop insurance? For instance, commercial vegetables, wine grapes, industrial hemp. According to Jason Wisecarver with Farm Credit, those crops are insurable.
Yes, there are policies available for all of those crops that you have mentioned, and those are certainly types of crops that people want to look at their coverages and then again make a decision on what covers their production costs and their inputs. And so this is utilized by them a lot, and a lot of those crops are also very susceptible to weather events, a lot of times more so than other crops. Hail is a prime example.
Jason Wisecarver with Farm Credit. For more information about crop insurance, just see the website, farmcreditcropinsurance.com. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.